Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences. And it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and the destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call the Posse. The Posse have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. Like my Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for free angel advice. So please do call the show. That call-in number is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance and advice is 646-716-6794. But before we take some of those calls for that angelic advice, I'd like to say once again hello to everyone. Hello, listeners, and welcome to Angel Healing House. Thank you so much for listening in. You know, whether you're listening on the computer or by phone, perhaps you're listening to the almost 90 shows which have been archived on the Blog Talk Radio site, In the almost 2 years, Angel Healing House Radio has been on Blog Talk Radio, or maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Now, as we're approaching the halfway point in August and getting to the end now, many people are getting ready for September. Now, whether you're gearing up to go back to school, back to work, or getting back to a job, or perhaps starting a new venture or a new job, the start of the fall often heralds the new coming in. You know, listeners, when we start anything new, we are so much more focused and attentive if we're not weighed down by worries and stress and control. An intuitive counseling and Reiki section could help you to clear to be starting September with those bright, focused, and clear energies. To book your own session with Claire Candy Hoff at Angel Healing House, either in my Los Angeles office or nationally or internationally using distant healing, phone, or Skype. You can call Angel Healing House after the show on 831-277-3716. For the Posse of Angels and I are looking forward to helping you receive clarity and individual insight for your life. Also, I'd love for you to visit my Angel Healing House Facebook page, and if the message is there from myself and the Posse of Angels, if they give you a giggle, if they give you a smile, or perhaps they make your heart happy, I'd love for you to give it a like. Now, as of August 20th, 2013, lightworkers have crossed over a demarcation line that actually is having so much grander an effect on our lives than the much talked about and anticipated date of 12-12-12 last year. With all that has been written about this new age, the collective consciousness has risen to such an extent that we have crossed over from the Piscean age into the age of Aquarius. And as the song, The Age of Aquarius by the Fifth Dimension proclaims, and love will rule the stars. The Piscean Age was dominated by reason and logic and rational thinking that was built on a foundation of seeing something before we could believe it. This so-called Age of Reason saw the majority of the planet put their faith and put their trust in science, and if it could not be proven through clinical trials and research studies, many chose not to accept and to believe in things. And this age of reason, or the Piscean age, well, it served the planet well from an energetic point of view, as much of the world was not energetically in alignment, in direct resonance with even considering anything metaphysical or spiritual. By being able only to perceive the world through our limited linear minds, many people's hearts were closed, and in this way they chose to perpetuate denial, fear, and being controlled. By shifting our consciousness, many of us have now opened the doors to perceive the world not by thinking, but by experiencing through our heart, by feeling, imagination, wonderment, belief, and intuition, by trusting in the universe that we are abundant, as abundant is our nature, and that all our needs will be met. We fling open doors of infinite and limitless possibilities to abound in our lives, and have gone from saying, I'll believe it when I see it, to I'll see it when I believe it with all my heart. And the incredible news, listeners, is that the universe is supporting our belief, our faith, and our trust in what we know in our heart to be true. And many of us hold to our heartfelt beliefs, even if a so-called expert out there is telling us why this can't be so. And also, we might be hearing from others why we are wrong to believe about the fulfillment in our wishes and our dreams when we have no physical proof of what we're believing in. And with the age of Aquarius comes absolutely wonderful news. It will seem to many of us that our prayers are being answered all of a sudden, and we will be amazed at the tangible physical results of the fulfillment of our dreams, our wishes, and our desires that are manifesting for us. You know, listeners, have you noticed that the rate of manifesting has truly sped up in your life? And it's almost instantaneous now. It's really quite extraordinary. Many of us are experiencing that all we have to do now is to think something or even to say it, and wham, it shows up in our lives in some form. And if this is occurring in your reality, then you and me and many others are now stepping forward through very, very new doors. These very new doors are showing up as answers to our prayers and will help us to spiritually advance forward along our path with greater ease and greater grace. This is happening to those who have let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret, forgiveness, and judgment. By letting go of all of these things negative, no matter how justified and how much we rationalize that we have every right to feel this way and to hang on to them, we actually release them in order to clear ourselves and make way for the new to come in. Because if we're experiencing those instantaneous manifestations in our life, it means that we have pretty much cleared ourselves and we are crystal clear for that energy to then go out and for the universe to answer whatever we have thought or put our words to. Now, the posse of angels, okay, here they come. They come flying in. They're chiming in here. They're saying that it's important to remember that once a new door is presented to you, we are the only ones who can step forward as we still remain and retain free will and free choice. Remember, listeners, nobody can do this for us. The posse of angels is reminding us that because many of us have let go of our negative emotions that weighed us down, we are so much more energetically light and high vibrational, and they want us to know that what we are experiencing is just what others experience across the veil without being weighed down by their physical incarnation. The posse of angels are now saying that they're hearing some of your thoughts. Some of you are thinking, if many people will be presented with new doors opening up for them to step forward, why would anyone hesitate and hold themselves back from walking forward to their dreams? And they're saying there are actually several reasons. Firstly, just because you've prayed for something doesn't mean that you will let go of the fear to realize it. After all, visualizing and imagining yourself doing something and being successful and noted for who you are is very different in theory than it is in practice. And just because you have asked for something and your ideas on it of what you would like, doesn't mean that your ideas would have changed. You may want something different to what you wanted before when you started praying for something. In any event, for those of us who are clear and focused and have held true to what our dreams and desires are, this is a very exciting time. The posse of angels wants to remind us that all we are is pure intention, and that we do not have to control the how things will happen and how long that they will take. With this new energy of the age of Aquarius, the posse of angels is reminding you to ask for that which you wish. Decree it to be done. Trust and believe and have faith that it will be done. And then once you have done that, go forth and start living your heartfelt desires as if you've already manifested them to yourself. Now, I'll give you some examples, some personal instances of how I have been working with this energy. My beloved twin flame husband, Pete, and myself, we're looking for our house to buy in Los Angeles. But, you know, listeners, we spend more time talking, visualizing, imagining, looking at images of homes than we like, than going on real estate websites and rental lists and things like that. We put together our wish list of beautiful flowered gardens, open plan living space, you know, a lovely view, the area we wish to be in, at least 3 bedrooms, office spaces for us. And the reason we do this instead of hopping on rental sites and seeing what's available is we know that this house can be given to us or we could be open to receive it in all numbers of ways. And so it's just not sequestering ourselves down to only one way that the universe can give this to us. Now, we have no idea about how and when this will manifest for us, but we know it's ours, and we thank God and the angels for bringing this to us in the most divine timing as possible. And the universe can only gift it to us when we have been specific on what it is that we wish for. Now, another area of working with this energy came as a result of me owning who I am, which is first and foremost a writer. You know, listeners, although I channeled and wrote 8 books and I write blogs and my radio shows, when people ask me what I did, I would tell them I'm a Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner, a radio host, an inspirational speaker. But until 6 months ago, I didn't even mention that I was a writer or an author. The more I affirmed this to the universe, the more I drew to myself a wonderful new friend who is a comedy writer who is finishing off her first book. We know that at some stage we will be writing together and working on projects as we have so much in common and are definitely on the same wavelength. We purposely get together once a week to write and brainstorm. With our laughter and creative ideas and passion, we are living the life of 2 successful writers in Los Angeles already. And this is the easiest way for the universe to hop on board and manifest something to happen all of a sudden. And I'm so thrilled, listeners, to announce that God and the angels answered my prayers and 3 days ago sent me a blessed, like-minded, wonderful literary agent and a publicist that has written a book proposal for my first book to go out, my second book to go out, and we'll be sending it out this week. So it's amazing where these energies can go if you allow yourself to believe and to ask and to truly feel this in your heart that it's already yours. Before we speak more about these wonderful new energies of the age of Aquarius, let's go to the phone lines now. 646, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I on the line with?
Hi, Candy, it's Helena. How are you doing?
Hi, Helena, how are you?
I'm good.
Have you felt any difference in the last 2 weeks? Since we've gone from the Piscean age to the Aquarian age?
Oh, I didn't know we did that in the last 2 weeks. I think I have. I mean, I've been more open to things. I've been trying to plan a concert and was trying to get in touch with someone, and it was very unsuccessful. And Friday I was frustrated. I said, okay, let me send him something to his post office box, because he's been known to read stuff from his P.O. box and get back to people. And then lo and behold, I'm sitting on the couch yesterday working on something, and I got a call from him. And so now I'm going to the venue where this concert's going to be, and he'll plan it and everything. So, yeah, I think sometimes it's a matter of me keeping my confidence up and keep asking for help.
Well, the thing is, I think you hit the nail on the head. Because the whole difference with this age of Aquarius is that Before we might have made move, we might have asked for things. We might have, you know, sort of prayed and begged and pleaded and cried.
Uh-huh.
But in this age, in this age of, I know, and you and me both, and so many people out there, you know, screaming at God. You know, I learned patience. Now give me what I prayed for. You know,
now,
now, enough is enough. You know, but the difference now is there is only what we desire, and you saying, well, maybe all I have to do is send it to his postal address, and then wham, a door opens for us. We have to take that inspired action because we still have free will and free choice. We are still in physical form, but now the difference is we have cleared so much of those negative emotions inside of us that we're a clear vessel to work with these energies. And once we take that step forward, you know, and send somebody an email or, you know, take that inspired action, then it will immediately present the next puzzle piece for us to move forward.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. Because I know in the past many times I haven't acted on the guidance I received. And I'm trying to do it more and more and be brave, but you know, sometimes I succeed, sometimes I don't. But I am, you know, aware more of it and really looking to follow it.
Okay, the posse of angels is just coming in here for you, Helena, and they want to tell you that how much braver could you be than choosing to come back and try to find love on so often an insane asylum of a planet where love often doesn't exist, and you put your hand to come back. At this time of raising the vibrations for the planet, and many souls were not chosen because they were not strong enough. They didn't have the courage and the strength to come back and be a light worker for the planet. So when you say you weren't brave enough, you're not giving yourself enough credit. You can do anything.
Thank you.
They're saying you're limitless, boundless, you're powerful, and there only is what you want.
Oh, wow. Wow, 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 that's awesome. That's really
they
awesome.
Said, okay, take that coat and wear it.
It's a little warm for that today, but hey, why not? I'm sure if it's from the angels, it'll be perfect for any weather.
Absolutely. Is there anything in particular? I'm just shuffling the cards at the moment.
Yeah.
And
there's two things. If the angels can tell, like, if my heart's open enough to accept love, especially from this one that I desire, and also I'm just debating. I was accepted to a free class for a video studio, which I need to do, want to do. But also there's a really nice press trip that I won't be paid for, but it's a great press trip to Copenhagen at the same time, and I can't do both because I can't miss any of these classes. You can't even miss one. And I'm wondering if there's a vibe of which one would be better. And the other thing is my heart open to receive love, or do I still have some blocks there?
Oh, you're so sweet. Okay, let's go to the Copenhagen one. So it's either this course or the Copenhagen trip?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm asking the posse of angels, is it the Copenhagen trip that's more important, or is it the course? Okay, I'm going to be cheeky here, and I'm going to ask them, is love waiting for you in Copenhagen? And they said yes. Well, you know, the posse of angels just answered both of your questions. And you have free will and free choice. You have free will and free choice. You can decide whether to go with the course and to not step through that door of you know, you've been asking for love.
Well, I've been asking it of a specific person, and I know that's wrong, but I am.
Okay. Well, that's really limiting yourself.
Mm.
Because I believe on a few occasions we spoke about not mm-hmm. putting your focus on anybody outside of yourself, because truly you can't control what they're going to do. So the more that you can put the focus on love of self and being the reflection of that love that you desire, and then you're never without that huge fountain of love in yourself, and then you draw that same reflection to yourself. They're saying that for them, they would probably do the Copenhagen thing because the experiences that are waiting for you there may be even more invaluable than what you would learn in a classroom.
Mm, okay.
You know, it's experience. They're using the words. It's experience and it's theory. It's experience and practice over theory.
Yeah.
You know, what you can learn in a book and what you can learn in real life.
Yeah.
So let me just go to the cards, pull three cards, and see if we can get confirmation on that about your choices. So I like the Copenhagen thing. I think it's time for an adventure. Okay.
Well, time for adventure, that's for sure.
Well, you know, if that is what your heart desires, you put it out there and you don't worry about how that's going to happen. Okay? Yes. The first card actually is the Five of Pentacles. And this card is telling me that you have to renew your faith in yourself. Really, there is only what Helena wants and desires in her heart. Don't second guess yourself and make inspired action towards that. The first thing, this is often the lack card.
Yeah.
This is often the lack card. How am I going to do that? I want that. I desire that in my heart. But how the hell is that going to happen, you know? But don't go there, because there is only what you desire, and you have to bring your energies up to be the fulfillment of that resonance. So that's what that first card is telling me. Mm-hmm. The next card is the Four of Swords. It's almost as if they're telling me you're trying too hard. You're trying too hard to analytically think this out. They're telling you to keep bringing it down to your heart, to feeling yourself, to visualizing, imagining, and in wonderment and enchantment like a child, you know, that which you desire. And the third card is the Tower, and the Tower comes in when everything in your life will change as a result of doing these two things, of bolstering your faith and going from the limited mind down to your heart, and to not push so hard. They're saying you don't need to push so hard. You are already that which you're pushing for.
Okay. That's good. That's great.
Okay. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Helena.
It always is, and it is. Yes. Thank you.
Well, you know, and when you go, send me a postcard.
Okay.
Loving you lots. Take care of yourself.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Helena. And those were actually great cards for us all, because the first one is to bolster our faith. Again, I've often said on my program, there is only what we desire. And the universe wants to match what you ask and what you ask for. But unless you're in direct alignment and you allow the universe to send that to you in the how and the when that the universe wants to give that to you, then it doesn't matter how many affirmations and vision boards and things that you do. Your energies won't be in alignment with the universe answering those prayers, again, in the way that the universe wants to, and in the divine timing that the universe wants that to come in. Let's go to our next caller, 917. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hello, hi, this is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren, where are you calling from?
Florida.
calling from Florida. And how is Lauren?
I'm very well. I didn't know if I needed do I need a specific question?
Well, the Posse of Angels usually like more specific questions. Not that they can't do general readings, but in this case, I'm leaning towards yes. They're asking for a more specific question.
Okay. I am doing my passion, and this is a money question.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that money comes from source,
mm-hmm.
and I'm keeping the faith, but I have everyday expenses that I'm kind of, you know, I ask for money every day. I'm grateful for money every day, and I just, I don't know what to do. And I'm not feeling guidance to go get a part-time job or anything.
Yeah, I know what you're speaking of, because so many of us that are awakened, you know, we have thought to ourselves, well, you know, we know that God hears all prayers, and that, you know, that abundance, that energy of money is not coming to us, and we have tried to get part-time work, doing other things other than our passion, and I am one of them, and it has been so blocked for me, and I can hear them. You know, I haven't done it in about the last 2 or 3 years, but, you know, before that, when things were really rough and I thought to myself, I could almost hear the Posse of Angels laughing and saying, no, no, you will be provided for. Go and create and go and do what you're passionate about, and the money will show up. It showed up in the most convoluted of ways. And every day and every week and every month, you know, I was taken care of, and it came from areas where I couldn't even imagine that it was going to come from, as I let go and I let the universe just, you know, have their free reign. But the thing that came to mind when you say you ask a lot, do you ever write things down that says, I am wealthy? Instead of asking, because a lot of times the Posse of Angels have told me to bring this up with my listeners, and I've mentioned this on other radio programs of mine, when we ask for something a lot of the time, we wouldn't ask for it if we weren't lacking. Instead of asking, instead of wanting, instead of needing, these are all words in lack, you state, I am wealthy. I am infinite. I am abundant. I am rich. I am prosperous. And you start to live as if you are. I was at a money, asked to speak at a money seminar once, and, you know, one of the things that I suggested to people is, you know, take $100 out and put it in your wallet and go shopping. And you don't have to spend that $100, but you go into shops and you go, you know, I could buy that. I could buy that. I could buy that. And you might, you know, in the exercise in those 2 or 3 hours, you might sit down and, you know, and spend, you know, $3 or $4 on a cappuccino or a, you know, a frappuccino or whatever those things are. And you feel, how would that feel to walk in and have that $100 in your wallet and say, I could buy this, I could buy that. It lifts your vibration, and by saying, I am, it sets things now in granite. It's almost as if you're taking a chisel, Lauren, and you're chiseling in granite, in marble, those things, and the universe is taking note of that. That's how extraordinary our words and our thoughts are now. So the Posse of Angels are reminding you to, yes, ask for things, but along with that, affirm to the universe how you are already those things. And many of the times in my 10 years of practice, the way we get that is by being grateful and appreciative for exactly what we do have in the present moment. Because if we're not showing the universe, that we're happy and we're joyful and we're excited with exactly what we have now, because we wouldn't have those things without God gifting them to us, because everything that we have is gifted from source, as you just said. But saying that and truly bringing that down to your heart and feeling that enthusiasm and that gratitude and appreciative nature for exactly what you have, those are the abundant energies that will go out, connect with other abundant, rich, wealthy, prosperous, money, energies in the universe, and bring them back to you. So,
at what point do you say, okay, well, this money is not coming and I need to go ask a family member for it?
That is up to you, because if things might be blocked, see, we all have, we all do a dance on this earth plane, and we're all here to give and we're all here to receive. Now, in many instances, things may be blocked for you because, you know, not that you're meant to, because there are no shoulds and there are no have-tos and there are no ought-tos, but maybe they're blocked in order for you to go and ask a family member, and then this opens them up to give. And you can only be led by what you are, intuitively led to do, because you have free will and free choice. But a lot of the times, and I'm not saying you're hitting your head against the wall, but a lot of the times people keep pushing and pushing and pushing when things are not happening in a certain way. And, you know, they get themselves down, you know, so low and they need to eat and they need to pay their rent and they need to, when a lot of the times it may just mean to ask for help. And there's nothing wrong with asking for help. You ask to receive and you open yourself up to receive. And you leave it in the hands of that person that you've asked. And this gives them an opportunity to give, as I said.
Okay.
Let me shuffle the cards. Yeah, Lauren, don't ever be afraid to ask.
Oh, I've asked a lot in my life. I wanted to do it with just God, so this time.
Well, how do you think God works?
I know through other people as well, but
God sends us angels in so many different forms. I've had angels sent to me in the form of homeless people. I mean, I've had angels sent to me in so many different ways. And, you know, I was a very different person 10 years ago, and I think of all the people that were sent to me, and, you know, I said, oh, I can do it by myself, and I need anybody's help, and I was hard. And the more I opened myself up to accept and receive, then I became soft and yielding and receptive and open in order for the universe to give to me, in order for God to send me people. And then there's been opportunities where people have asked me for things, my time, my value, you know, my effort and my knowledge and things like that, and I've shared it readily. And the more we do this dance together, it's amazing what opens up for us. Let's go to the cards and see what the posse of angels has to say. Okay. Great call, by the way, Lauren. This is wonderful. This is wonderful.
Thank
about
you.
Giving and receiving. Okay, Eight of Cups. Eight of Cups tells you to stop banging your head against the wall, and it's time to walk away from what you tried to do. It's been blocked for you. And the eight is telling you that by going and asking, this will provide a buffer for you. And the eight is the number of wealth, prosperity, abundance, riches.
Interesting.
And that, but you need to sever and walk away from what you've been doing now. Great card. The next card is the Fool. And if anybody out there knows tarot, the Fool card is not about being foolish. The Fool card is about starting over again in childlike wonder, enchantment, and belief that you are a child of God and all your needs will be met. That's what it shows somebody on a horse with a dog and they're jumping over rainbows and, you know, they don't even consider that they won't hit and be able to land on the other side because God has them and the angels have them with their wings as they're helping them walk over. But you have to make that inspired step to ask, oh my gosh, and if this couldn't be any clearer, then we have the Queen of Pentacles, the Queen of Money that comes in.
So that's great.
This is really telling, do you know tarot?
Just a little bit, but I think that the answer for me, as I've been doing all that spiritual stuff to manifest, and I think that that's, mm-hmm. that fool is that about being childlike and just having the believing without doing all the busy spiritual work that I've been doing to manifest it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Bring it down to that playful, joyful. That's why I read out in the beginning, what do I do every week? You know, I go every week to this cafe up in Studio City. Where else would I go in Hollywood but Studio City? And this cafe is pretty much known for people to get together, lots of creatives, and I meet another writer, and we take our laptops, and we are two successful writers in Studio City, and we are already living the dream. And we laugh and we giggle and we post Instagrams of ourselves on Facebook and our smiley, shining faces. And people are swept up by our enthusiasm. And anybody can do this. And then the universe giggles at us. God and the angels laugh. And there's nothing that the angels like more than playing.
Yes.
They love it. True. They love it when we play. So... my suggestion to you, Lauren, is to go out and find those reasons to play and then to really walk away from what you've been doing and now to start all over again and to open yourself up to receive.
Yeah. Thank you. That's helpful.
Okay. And I'd love to know where your journey takes you. You can always send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. Have an absolutely blessed day. And
thank
God
you very
love
much.
You.
Thank
Take
you.
Care of yourself, Lauren. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lauren. Again, wonderful thing for everybody to be in that childlike wonder. Let's go to our next caller, 609. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Oh, hi. Hello, Cindy. This is Anita calling from South Jersey.
Hi, Anita.
I was wondering, could you help me with a vision I had last week? I'm trying to interpret it, and I'm not being too successful.
Okay.
This is the second time I've had this kind of vision. It's as if I'm in a boardroom, and I'm standing behind a semicircular desk. And last time I had it, there were a lot of people in the room, but they weren't paying attention to me. They were busy with notebooks and stuff. This time, I'm standing behind a semicircular desk, and there's five figures standing in front of me. And they all look like they have long trench coats on and fedoras. And three of them have notepads and pencils. And they're scribbling, and then they toss the pads and the pencils on the desk in front of me. And then the other two, I thought they had notepads, but one walks forward and has like a cutout of like a house and puts it on the desk in front of me. And the other one, I think, has a cutout of a guy and puts it on the desk in front of me. And I'm like, huh? And then all of a sudden, they just all just stand back and like put their hands on their hips like they're waiting for me to do something. So I didn't know what that meant.
Okay. All right. Lots of references come to mind. Whew.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, this is not a boardroom. This is the Etheric Council. This is the Etheric Council. Do you know what the Etheric Council is?
I've heard of them.
Okay. They're also called the Great White Brotherhood. No, they're not racist. Okay. It's because of the light that's emitting from them. Everyone
who writes
a contract for their life writes it in the book, their book of life, before they incarnate, and they do it in front of a very wise sage group of beings who are called the Etheric Council. A lot of people, like myself, lovingly call them the elders, because they're the only ones in heaven. They're the only ones in heaven who look sage and wise and old. Okay, a lot of them, you know, wear glasses.
I wanted to call them the Hat Squad because they all had fedoras.
Okay. There's a reason why they changed. There's a reason why they changed not only their number but also mm-hmm. their appearance. Their appearance for you. Number one.
Okay.
They went from 12. They went from 12 down to 5. Five is the number of change.
Okay.
They're standing before you, and they're mm-hmm. saying that there must be somebody. If you want the house of your dream,
mm-hmm.
if you want the guy of your dream, that there must be something that you will change in your life. Doing the same mm-hmm. thing over and over again and expecting a different result is the height of lunacy. Okay. The reason that they took on the form of the fedoras and the trench coats, the first thing that I intuited was they looked like detectives.
Okay. Yeah.
They looked like detectives. And these five detectives are saying to you that they have been sending you the clues. They have been sending you signs and mm-hmm. clues on how to change your life, change your perspective, change your perception, change your attitude in order to open yourself up to receive. But you still keep falling, and sometimes you are in your heart, but immediately you start to second-guess yourself or go back into lack or not having, and you jump back to your linear mind. And you okay. gnash about things, or you worry about things, or you keep going over and over about things. They're saying that you need to bring all of your feeling. It's not thinking anymore. And this age of a Piscean age, which we've just gone from, we're at the beginning of the Aquarian age, how we're feeling our way with our heart. And so this is a very prophetic dream. They want you to change your perception from thinking to feeling. And just like I told my next caller, I am in an extraordinary relationship with such a wonderful man. And it's a loving and trusting and loyal and kind and considerate and beautiful, and it fills me with so much joy. And we travel the world together when we play and we work together. And how does that make you feel when you say that?
Oh, well, definitely something I definitely want to have in my life, definitely.
Feel it in your heart. Truly feel it in your heart that this is yours. It's already yours. You just haven't manifested it yet on the physical level.
Am I supposed to write about this? Am I supposed to write a decree, or am I just supposed to keep feeling this?
Well, the thing is that I, for the last 10 years as a healing practitioner, I've helped many people to write a decree. Thank you. Thank you, God, for my extraordinary relationship that is, and you write, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you write
All
which
right.
is important mm-hmm. to you. And when
okay.
I wrote mine, when I wrote mm-hmm. mine, what was important to me was that we traveled the world together and we worked together. I mean, my husband's in the film industry. I've written books. We know that at least one or two of them is going to become a movie. We've written a screenplay for one of them. And we're great creative minds, and, you know, the sum of the parts is greater than the whole. So whatever you want and desire, write it down by saying thank you for, and closing your eyes and feeling what it feels like to be already with him. Because
you are
already with him, but just not in the physical.
Okay, so this vision is more or less telling me, look, this is what you have to do. We've been telling you, we've been sending you clues. This is as clear as we can get. This is what you must do. Okay, so that's...
Yes, exactly. This is a very, very prophetic dream. And you know what? The fact that you've had it a few times is saying mm-hmm. that it's really, really important for you. Okay. The first card that I pulled out for you is the Three of Swords, and this is the Having Faith card.
Okay.
Don't you give it one skerrick of doubt that this house and this guy are not yours. And the more you affirm to the universe, and the more you feel and live as if it's already yours, then the universe has to match that. You know, before I met my beautiful twin flame husband, Pete, I used to involve him in everything. I used to say, 3 months before I met him, I said, oh, you know, pantry's empty, let's go shopping together. Come on, let's go shopping together. I used to pull the covers over him. I used to kiss him goodnight. You know, when I'd watch a movie, I'd feed him popcorn while I ate popcorn on the couch. He was always with me, and I felt him with me before he manifested in the physical at a party on September 20th, and 5 days later, he asked to marry me.
Wow.
And anyone can do this. The next card that comes out for you is the Two of Pentacles. And the Two of Pentacles is showing me that, you know, you're vacillating between your thinking and your heart, your mind and your heart. They're saying, and it's actually out of balance. You have to keep bringing it down to your heart, to what you know to be true. And just like the last caller, to start living your life as a child in wonderment and enchantment, because that's the age that we're living in now. And this card couldn't feel it anymore, which is the Justice card, which is the Truth card. Start living your truth, that you are a child of God, you can have whatever you desire, and that this is justice for you, and that it must be so.
Okay. Well, okay, so at least, they came a second time, so it's really important, so I really have to get, really, really put my mind, to, not my mind, my heart to this and get it going.
Yes. We keep bringing things back to your heart and live it as if you've already experiencing it. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Anita.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Candy.
God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you to all those phone callers. Now, before your phone call, we were speaking about how we've stepped from the energies of the Piscean Age of Reason, science, and logic to the Aquarian Age of belief, trust, faith, intuition, imagination, and wonderment. The first has all to do with thinking our way through life, and the second way has all to do with feeling through our hearts. This is not about losing the plot and just wishing our lives away. This has all to do with taking action towards those things that give us most enjoyment, and then watching as the universe answers our actions. You know, for instance, I've channeled a total of 12 guided angel meditations, and my husband and I adored creating my first meditation CD, which can be purchased on my website. It's called Letting Go of Concerns, Living in the Now. And we did this several years ago. But with the other 11, it never was the right time to bring forth the other ones. We're so excited to start to choose the music, the sound effects, and professionally record the other ones now. We know that with all our hearts that the connection and the people will magically appear to launch and publish these heavenly CDs, as the universe will match our enthusiasm and our creative joy by us bringing them forth. This heartfelt believing and trusting voice within ourselves is not just random wishful thinking. It is our higher self, our intuition, that knows and sends us signs to a more fulfilling life for ourselves. But once again, the universe cannot make a move before we show it what is important for us. And this comes down, once again, to taking inspired action. You know, this reminds me of my Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio program. I started it initially because it was fun, gave me joy, and it gave me a great opportunity to channel information for my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and connect with people by giving away free angel guidance and free angel advice. Now, as a result of me stepping forward this past year, I've had so many people find me and connect with me to utilize my services. And actually, as a result of this, my literary agent started that I just acquired in the last week. She was one of the first people that called into my Blog Talk Radio site. This was a year and a half ago, and she became a longtime listener to my radio program. You know, recently I have noticed that more and more people are calling me to be interviewed on their radio programs and contacting me as an authority in the field of metaphysics and spiritual knowledge. The Posse of Angels wants to remind us that when we do choose to trust the universe enough to step forward and act on those things that we are passionate about, it means that we are pretty much blindly stepping forward and we are not quite sure where our actions are going to lead us. And although you may be feeling some fear, you know deep down that your dreams will not be realized unless you advance forward. And we are asked to take inspired action, even if we can't see the full picture. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that this is easier to do when you have full faith in God and the angels, and remember there is only what you desire and that the universe wants and desires what you want. You know, listeners, most people end up with compromise in their lives because they do not state fully, authentically, and honestly to the universe what they truly desire. They settle and limit what their heart really desires when the universe loves us and always wants the best for us and has the best intentions for us. And the universe will never let us down. The Posse of Angels is asking you, what do you truly desire? Your inner voice or your intuition will always tell you what you desire, but the majority of the time we take second, third, or fourth best, or we do not allow ourselves to place it all. By discounting our intuition, we silence the voice of God inside of us and shut off the hopes of advancing toward the fulfillment of our dreams. Through my business, Angel Healing House, I've seen many people full of regrets and resentment and bitterness and despair as they have stood in inertia of not moving forward, which slowly destroys their divine, fun-loving, passionate soul that wants them to fly. For the majority of light workers, as we now step from the Piscean age into the Aquarian age, it's time to leap forward. Please begin to connect and hear your inner voice, the voice of God speaking through you. And when you hear its divine message, do not rationalize, justify, or logically try to validate the message. Take action towards it, and by doing so, you'll be living the energies of the Aquarian age, which are based on things that can't be validated, like magic and miracle, wonderment and enchantment, and create the next step forward to unfold on your path to fulfillment. That just about wraps the show up today. I'd like to thank all my callers, all you listeners for tuning in, and remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. at Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my Uplifting and Lightning Angel Healing House newsletters or purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please do go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, listeners, allow your absolutely glorious radiant light to shine forth and go out and to fashion a beautiful life for yourself. I so look forward to speaking with you next week and receiving your phone calls. Love and angel blessings. Bye.